Well, the group stages of the Champions League get underway tonight with some fascinating ties to look ahead to and with the latest odds on the big games. Let's get the thoughts of Mark Young from WilliamHill.com. How are you doing, Mark?
Not bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, it's good that we finally come around to the real deal with the Champions League after those qualifying rounds and, of course, the international break as well. And this evening's match between Real Madrid and Manchester City is very near the tie of the round, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You don't usually get games like this at this stage of the competition anyway, first game. You usually get a few walkovers in the group stage. But yeah, this looks a close match, this one.
Of course, this was billed the group of death, wasn't it, really? And it is quite a group, isn't it?
Oh, it is, when you've got four champions in it. I know it's supposed to be the Champions League, but it's very rare that you get Spain, England, Germany, Holland, all their champions in one group. It is mouth-watering. Borussia Dortmund and Ajax in their group, and Dortmund especially are not going to be any pushovers. And I like their price of 6-4 to qualify, where you've got Man City at 2-5 and Real at 1-7. Ajax are 5-1 outsiders, but there's going to be some tricky games in this stage, especially for City and Madrid when they go to Dortmund. Real are the standout favourites in the group at 10-11. Then got City at 9-4, who, for all their riches, never seemed to get any luck in the Champions League group stages. Like last year, they had a tough group as well. It's pretty tough to call, but Real and City are the favourites to go through. But I'd keep an eye on Dortmund.
Indeed. And even Ajax, who have had obviously better years in what was once a glorious past, they're starting to come back, not necessarily to the way they were before, but they're coming back into the fold.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They've got someone in Christian Eriksen in their midfield who these three clubs are probably looking at, to be honest. So he'll be out to impress. And going to Amsterdam is never the easiest of tasks against Ajax. So again, another cagey game. You can't really see where too many away points are going to be picked up for any of these sides.
Let's talk more specifically about the Real City match. I suspect it could be a draw, although maybe Mr. Mourinho will think, well, if he can get this one a three-pointer, then it would be a major blow, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would. Well, they need a win from anywhere, Real, at the moment, and that seems really strange to say now I'm saying it out loud. But having only picked up 4 points from four games, I think it is now, in La Liga, I think they'd see this as a perfect opportunity to pick up 3 points, but they're going to find City tough to break down when they've got players of Yaya Toure's ability in their side. But you kind of get the impression that Ronaldo especially is going to fancy this one. And William Hill have got a special offer of Ronaldo to score any time and Real Madrid to win at 6-4, which stands off the page for me.
Yeah, he's actually had a rather checkered season so far with some of the comments he's made. Maybe the Champions League will be his stage.
Yeah, well, it's one of the criticisms he seems to always get is that Messi does it in the Champions League, Ronaldo doesn't. So against his old rivals in City playing for Madrid under Mourinho, and I think it's 10 years since Real won the Champions League as well. So maybe he won't be as sad if they win the Champions League come May.
Yeah, very good. And what about the goal scorers coming from the City side? Who do you fancy in that?
Well, looking at it, there's rumours of Aguero starting, which would be a bit of a risk in my opinion, but he's 8-1 to score first. And with his Atletico Madrid ties, I think that'd be a good price, but I'd wait to see the lineups, and possibly David Silva at 12-1. But the favourite for City is Tevez at 7-1. Considering a year ago almost he refused to play, it seems remarkable that he's leading the charge, really.
I suppose for any of these four, Dortmund, Ajax, Real Madrid and Manchester City, it's a must-not-lose scenario, isn't it?
Oh, it is definitely. But again, Madrid needing the win. But I can see Mancini going out to be quite negative tonight, getting the Italian back into him, so to speak, as he was a couple of seasons ago. But yeah, it's going to be tight, and I think we're going to see quite a few draws in this group, if I'm honest.
Give us those outrights on the game itself again, please.
Real 8-13. The draw is 11-4. Man City 9-2, which is, if you fancy City, quite a mouth-watering price.
I think actually I'll pip for the draw on that one. 11-4 sounds pretty reasonable. Let's move to France and talk about my team, Arsenal, in Montpellier this evening. And after a shaky start in the domestic league, things are starting to come together and everybody's now saying what a brilliant manager Arsene Wenger is after all.
Well, they've gone from a team in crisis to title contenders in one weekend. It seems ridiculous, but I think Arsenal are looking good. They've got a bit of flair about them that they necessarily haven't had in a player like Cazorla. And I think he's going to be the one to pull the strings, especially tonight as well, in what the odds don't suggest as a bit of a walkover, but what Arsenal should be winning games like this. Montpellier 5-2 to win at home, considering they picked PSG to the title last year. That seems pretty big, but they've had a poor start to the season in France. The draw is 11-5, and Arsenal, who have a good record in France, 23-20. I like that price.
Yeah, that does seem a very good price. And I was thinking just now that since the Van Persie thing settled down a little bit, and now they got used to. To a certain extent, not having him around, there seems to be a lot more calm in the camp, doesn't there? Really, and this augurs well for Wenger, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. There is a lot more calm in the camp, and they've got Wilshere coming back within a month, 2 months, and with everyone coming back and keeping players fit will be key. But Arsenal could be dark horses.
So where are the scorers going to come from tonight?
Well, you've got Olivier Giroud going back to his club that only a couple of months ago he helped win the French League. And if he starts, he's 9-2 to score first. But Jovinho could be a good price if Wenger keeps him as the centre forward, and he's 7-1 to score first. Favourite is Podolski at 4-1. But we've got another offer where Podolski to score any time and Arsenal to win is 7-2. And that, again, looks like quite good value.
Okay, but that's this evening. Of course, there are some games tomorrow, which we'll talk to your colleague Footy Joe tomorrow. But what about the overall outrights for the Champions League itself? We've got so many potential names up there. Of course, the champions Chelsea playing at Juventus, another great name from the past as well, tomorrow night. Manchester United are hosting Galatasaray. What about the outrights to lift the trophy?
Well, the two favourites are Barcelona and Real Madrid. Barca 11-4, Madrid 9-2. But just behind them, you've got United and City, both at 10-1. I think they got a good chance, given a good draw, as United have already. Bayern Munich 12-1. Champions of last year, Chelsea 16-1. And Arsenal, the biggest price English team, at 20-1. But going back to who I was on about earlier, in Dortmund, they are 33-1. If they get out of that group, I could see them turning a few heads. But we've seen quite a bit of money for Zenit St. Petersburg after they had their flurry at the end of their transfer window, just the odd 80 million euros or something. They're 40-1, and they've got Hulk leading the line now, so there could be a bit of value there, but it was a bit bigger, so it's anyone's guess, really, but Barca are the favourites, and probably rightly so, with Messi leading the line.
OK, Mark Young from WilliamHill.com. Thanks very much indeed.
No worries. Thank you very much.